Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's backstage heat on Brock Lesnar this morning, plus new champion crowned on Dynamite. And which major free agent is Tony Khan eyeing up next? For Thursday, February the 2nd, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Remember last year at the Rumble, Corey, Lashley actually beat Lesnar for the WWE Championship. Brock hasn't forgotten.
Brock not about to let history repeat.
Oh, eliminated! The Almighty is that dude! Holy hell! Brock Lesnar lasted under 3 minutes in the Royal Rumble match before being eliminated by Bobby Lashley.
There's Brock Lesnar having a big old strop, as we'd have called it in my house growing up, after being eliminated from the Royal Rumble on Saturday. Just 3 minutes in the Rumble match, and he was thrown out by Bobby Lashley. He ended up tearing off part of the announce table and throwing it into the ring, and even sent a referee over the barricades. Now, this bit of business from the Rumble match has garnered Brock Lesnar bit of heat backstage, according to Fightful Select. Says there were a couple of people in the ring and at ringside who weren't prepared for a spot involving the stairs. Brock Lesnar also starts throwing the steel steps around as well. I forgot that part. They didn't know that it was coming. The spot where Brock Lesnar threw a piece of the announce table inside the ring was also unplanned. One source said, "We knew a freakout was planned, and it's Brock, so expect anything and everything." However, the spot that seemed to get Lesnar the heat backstage was an unplanned situation with referee Eddie Arango, which saw the referee thrown over the barricade. Fightful Select say, "We are told that initially it looked like he possibly sustained a foot injury, but we are not sure on the status of Arango. He was supposed to be the ref that raised Cody Rhodes' hand at the end of the match, which was changed when he had to sell his injury to the back of the venue. It was worth noting," says Fightful, "that when we were told about this and had it confirmed, one source said, heat is a relative term for Brock Lesnar. He's not going to get into trouble. He's certainly not going to get fired like Crime Time were. It's a new regime, new rules, and I'm not sure anyone involved was mad or not, but I know that some people backstage were." So whilst the higher-ups in WWE didn't seem to be bothered by Brock Lesnar's ad-lib during the ringside scuffle, certainly there were some in the locker room who thought that, especially when it came to manhandling the referee, that Brock Lesnar may have taken some liberties on his way out of the Royal Rumble match.
Darby just swinging for the fences with the chair, Tony.
I think Lesnar,
there's no padding here. This is exposed, thick wood.
The time he took to expose the wood may have worked against him.
Joe just pulled the referee
so
into
smart.
The ropes.
So smart. Oh, my God. Oh, Joe, no, Joe, don't do this.
No.
Not a muscle. This thing's digging. Muscle buster. No way. No.
He can't.
No.
Oh, my God.
Both men, guys. Both men.
The muscle buster into the exposed boards.
Oh,
champion.
1, 2, 3.
The winner of this match and new TNT champion, Samoa Joe.
Jeez, what a freaking match. The king of television reigns again.
Don't know about you, but that certainly caught me off guard. Samoa Joe is once again AEW TNT champion. Darby Allin took the belt from Joe something like 29 days ago, and it is already back in possession of Samoa Joe after an excellent main event on Dynamite, a no disqualification match that saw the ring ripped apart and play into the finish. As you heard there, Samoa Joe had dropped a muscle buster onto Darby Allin, onto the exposed panels beneath the ring canvas to pick up the win. After the match, Wardlow makes a return, and he and Samoa Joe get into it. We're setting up for a hoss battle over the TNT title. I'm kind of sad that Darby Allin's reign has ended. I feel like we were kind of establishing something with Darby Allin as TNT champion, and barely a month in, just over 4 weeks in, and the title reign has already ended, and it's back in the hands of Samoa Joe. From here, be interesting to see where we go with it. Now, also on Dynamite last night, it was officially announced during the show via a press release that AEW are hitting the road, their first ever live event tour, AEW House Rules, gets underway on March the 18th in Troy, Ohio. Now, AEW have spoken a lot recently about running live events, with Jeff Jarrett being brought on board to help facilitate a live show circuit. The press release says the first AEW House Rules will take place on Saturday, March 18th in Troy, Ohio at the Hobart Arena, and will feature Ohio's own Jon Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Dr. Britt Baker, Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy, and many more. Tickets for AEW House Rules start at $20 plus fees and can be purchased at AEWTix.com starting from February the 3rd, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. Further show dates will be announced in the coming weeks. So we just have the one date now for the house show circuit. There'll be no doubt more to come. Interesting proposition by AEW to do some live event tours in some smaller towns and cities. Something they've had their eye on for a while. The live event tour is an interesting proposition at the moment. WWE, back in their heyday in the late 90s, you know, at the height of a sort of the Attitude Era, were running five nights a week, and they were big numbers. By about 2001, as we've chronicled on the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, which you can listen to every Saturday on the podcast feed, we've noticed those numbers dwindle. WWE have changed their ethos on live events recently as well, running a weekend loop only, a Saturday night's main event and a Sunday stunner event, normally around sort of a similar state area, normally in the same state in two different towns or cities. And so they've pared back a lot of what they do. So if AEW are clever with this, they can really crack some new markets. I think running permanent house show loops is a risk. If you do them as sort of special attraction tours, you could be onto something very interesting here. But as of March the 18th, AEW hitting the road with house shows.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's do a few more stories and then I'll let you go about your day. Kota Ibushi is a hot topic in wrestling at the moment. He is a very eligible bachelor in the wrestling world. Now he is officially a free agent from New Japan Pro Wrestling. His contract expired on January the 31st and now he can go as and where he wants to. So conversation, of course, turns to Kota Ibushi and AEW. And Tony Khan spoke about it on Busted Open Radio. He said there's a lot of great free agents in the world of pro wrestling, but certainly Kota Ibushi is a great talent. When you have a name like that, that is certainly somebody that everybody in the world of pro wrestling would be very fortunate to have in their promotion. We really wanted to work with him in the past, so I think this is certainly something that we would have to consider. Ibushi spoke to Dark Puroresu Flosion about whether his future involves AEW, and he said, "A lot of my best friends are in AEW. My younger peers in Japan are also growing up there. Nonetheless, I don't think going to AEW immediately is in mind. I want to have a school in Japan. Once that has been worked out, I think I'll talk with AEW." So Kota Ibushi certainly has a mind for what he wants to do next. The idea of Kota Ibushi opening a wrestling school is a fabulous one. The mindset, the mind of Kota Ibushi being picked by the next generation of talent. It's very exciting. Do you want a bit more Rumble news? How about an entrant who found out they were in the Rumble about an hour before the Rumble match? Booker T was talking on the Hall of Fame podcast and he said, "I was sitting at the kickoff show table and I got a text message. It was the invite telling me, 'Book, you're in the Rumble. I'm old school. Something told me, bring your gear. Make sure you're ready just so you don't have to get ready or stay ready.' And there it was. The text message came through and I said, 'Okay, here we go.' Just like when I won the world title, my first world title, I had about 10 minutes to warm up. So that's what happened. I wasn't warmed up. I went out to the ring cold, didn't have the gloss, didn't have the shine, didn't get to jump rope for 45 minutes to get the heart rate up, get the blood flowing, get the blood pumping. I would have won that damn Rumble if I'd just prepared properly. The last minute text message definitely slowed me down a little bit." So why did Booker get such a late call up? Booker has a theory on this. He says, "I think Rey Mysterio went down and they had to fill that spot. And who better to call? They said, 'Let's give Booker a shot at this.' Like I said, I had my gear with me. And all you young wrestlers out there, make sure you don't show up without your gear. I won my first singles championship because Rick Martel did not bring his gear. That's a true story. So you've got to be ready." Booker T on multiple occasions now has just brought his wrestling gear to shows in the event that he is needed. And it's paid off for him at least 3 times now. I loved seeing Booker in the Rumble. Really made me happy. We saw a showdown between Brock Lesnar and Gunther during the Royal Rumble. Does this mean that we're getting Brock and Gunther at WrestleMania? Well, this, unfortunately, was just WWE threatening us with a good time, because it doesn't look that like that's going to happen. The Wrestling Observer saying that the plan seems to point towards Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. Despite reports coming out late last year that they were trying out Brock and Gunther. I'm sure Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar will have a lovely time, but I will be thinking of Lesnar-Gunther all the way through. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a little later on today, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Yesterday, Sam Driver and myself got together to talk about the Go Home Nitro for Slamboree 1996, the Giant defending his WCW world title against Lex Luger. among other things, on that night. Join Sam and I dissecting every episode of Nitro from its beginning to its bitter end, or ours, on the podcast feed and at patreon.com/cultaholic. Hey, yesterday, our boy Andrew went down to London to get a tryout of WWE 2K23. We got some hands-on with the latest wrestling game from WWE, and we'll talk about it, first impressions, all of that good stuff at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. The latest wrestling news throughout the day you will find at cultaholic.com. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.